Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now listen, Tim Tebow, reports are that he was in homeschooled by his parents, but he also wanted to participate in sports. Mm-hmm. He's a good football player, obviously, and in sports, but he couldn't because they had some law that said if you were homeschooled that you couldn't go to public schools. But if you are a taxpaying citizen, you're paying for public schools, whether you're teaching at home. And I'm excited, too, about, you know, the new education secretary for
DeVos,
yes, for the country, for working for the president, because she is all about, you know, redirecting those funds that you pay your tax dollars to be able to take your kid wherever you want to go, whether it's homeschool or a certain private school.
And the parents decide. The parents decide where they want to go. The parents get the money, which is a beautiful thing, that the teachers don't decide what's best for the students.
Right.
The parents decide what's best for the students.
Exactly. And so Tim wanted to go play sports, but you couldn't, the law at that time wouldn't allow it. So they made a new law, I believe it in Florida, where if you are in school, even if you're homeschooled, you could actually participate in the local school's athletic program. Mm-hmm. Well, you're looking right here in Virginia. Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia, it says right here in CBN, says has effectively sidelined all homeschool athletes in the state whom he's a part of. It's called the Tebow Bill.
Tebow Bill.
So you're looking for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. The governor has vetoed. It's not that they're passing it, but he's vetoed. I mean, come on. I mean, think about that. That's why DeVos, Secretary of Education DeVos, is she's so exciting. This lady is a huge answer to prayer. She's a believer. She is a philanthropist now, but her husband founded a company called Amway, the American Way.
American Way.
Being able to, it's a multi-level marketing type products company, and now they're no longer, I guess, doing it. But they have, you know, I think some billions of dollars of income based off that, and they've been spending their own money to make education better. Now she's over the education department. She went through the approval phase. They gave her a real hard time, but we're looking at the potential end of what started in the Jimmy Carter administration. Sometimes when things happen, we think it's forever. It's been around forever. But the truth is, there was no Department of Education prior to Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. And we used to have the Panama Canal prior to Jimmy Carter. He gave that away and started a little small organization called the Department of Education, and now it's this huge
monstrosity.
Yeah, where the leader of the union says openly that, hey, you know, we're so powerful because we have money and money talks. It's like, what about educating the kids?
Yeah.
What about the voice of the kids? And DeVos is taking it back to the kids again, and it looks like it needs to come into Virginia, and they're vetoing someone who's paying taxes for the local schools, which means you're paying for the athletics program, and if you got the GPA to be able to show for it, you can participate in the football and sports and volleyball and I think Pat was in tennis or something like that when he was in.
I heard he was really good.
Croquet, something like that. But, you know, I think Pat should be able to do croquet if he wants to do croquet or whatever that thing is, particular thing's called. But it's called the Tim, it's not really officially called the Tebow Bill, but we refer to it as that because, I mean, look, this man has done some amazing things. As a matter of fact, he's playing over here from, Elijah was talking, one of our interns, the Cactus League.
Cactus League in Arizona.
Yeah. I was wondering why it's called the Cactus League until I found out it was in Arizona. And I hear he's doing pretty good, and we were hoping that he gets picked up. And we hope to have some stories about what's taking place. I mean, who doesn't want a player who can lay hands on the sick and they recover? You remember that player that went down?
Yeah.
And a fan member went down, and he stopped what he was doing. He walked over. He laid hands on the man, and all of a sudden, I think he had seizures going on, epileptic seizures or something, and all of a sudden, peace came over him.
Yeah. And it's encouraging.
Who doesn't want a player like that?
I would definitely want somebody
on
my team. But you think about it, too, and it's just like there's been a lot of in many different sports or arenas, you have, let's say, someone with excessive talent coming on the team, but they're an individual. Tim Tebow is the hallmark of a team player. Like, when he comes, he understands the fact that, like, himself last and the team first. And it's beautiful to see in every city he goes to.
Well, I don't know, because when he was a quarterback for the college, and the team didn't catch up, he left the team behind and just ran and made touchdowns. But hey, if you want touchdowns, you want Tim Tebow, right? I mean, hey, we can get there. Mm-hmm. But I remember he pushed himself so hard, he fell out and he started having like a, It was a scary thing, but you kind of left the team behind. You remember that in those days? I guess not. So, and of course, Colorado, you know, Denver, they were talking about that was their concern was he was just trying to push through. But it was like, what, the March the 16th? He was born on 316. The sun came up on 316. Yeah. All these, whatever it was.
316 yards.
Yeah, 316 yards.
31, yeah.
But he pushed and made those touchdowns. It's like, do you want to win or do you want everybody to have a chance to play?
Yeah.
And it's like, but, you know, I think he's like a Samson. If you think about it, he has that anointing just to be able to push through. If you see, I have a workout DVD that I haven't even opened yet because I saw it on television. I thought, man, if I work out like that, he drags like trucks and tires and pushes things around.
He does a documentary called In Between the Lines.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I just pick up the DVD and go like this, you know, and remember what he did. Get a little sweat going on, all that kind of stuff. But he's an amazing player. I thank God for Tim Tebow and his witness and all the sports figures that are standing up for God. You know, Newt. Was it Newt? Newton is Newt of Cam Newton. Oh my goodness, I like this guy. Mm. And did you see where he came into the hospital to visit that child? Mm. Oh my goodness, you got to take a look at this. He walked. Some little child has a fan of Cam Newton, and he took the time to be able to go in to the hospital to see him. And it took a while for the kid to realize that here he's in the hospital bed. And when he sees him, all of a sudden he just grabs out and just grabs him. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing? You doing all right? What's up? You doing good? Yeah, your heart, man, you're going 1,000 miles per hour, man. You doing all right? Nice to see you, man. Oh, man. Doing good?
That's Cam Newton. It's so awesome to see these players, you know, to do so many. I think he's known for the dab. Is that right?
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard about that.
Can you do the dab for us?
I am not exactly sure what exactly that is.
I think you like turn you smell your elbow.
Do you want to demonstrate it?
I don't know it. Do you know it? So the interns are showing us how it works, but we'll just trust that you actually know about the dab. I think that Paul Ryan was swearing in some congressmen, and one of the congressmen's sons came up and did the dab, and they kind of stopped him between the dab and kind of made it uncool and pushed him out of the way. It's a thing that was started by Cam Newton. I was hoping that they were going to be in the Super Bowl, nothing personal to ALT, but Atlanta, but I was hoping it was going to be them and the Patriots. But that was kind of cool how it turned out. If you didn't see it, it was pretty cool.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.